Today's shir is Masechta Erevin Daf Pei Gimel. We will get on Daf Pei Beis, Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. And Mishnah continues to discuss what is some of the halachas of Erev Tchumim. And the Mishnah begins with the question, Kamen Mozen Shtei Sudas. In our previous shir, we had discussed that the amount that has to be put down for Erev Tchumim is Shtei Sudas. So Gemara wants to know exactly how much is Shtei Sudas. Kama Shtei Sudas. Amar Yehuda Marav, Tati Rifta Chraisa. Kama Shura, Mazen Shtei Sudas L'Kolech V'Echad. The amount of food you need for every person which is going to rely on the Erev Tchumim. And of course, the halacha of Erev Tchumim is very different than the halacha of Eruv Chatzeres. By Eruvei Chatzeres, you need to just put down enough for two sudas that will be for all of the people. Because the way Erev Chatzeres work and Eruvei Tchumah work is very different. Erev Chatzeres, the purpose of Erev Chatzeres, as we've discussed many times, is to connect all the people who are going to be using the Erev Chatzeres. So as long as I have two meals, which is enough to connect all of the people who are going to rely on the Erev Chatzeres, that is going to be a valid Erev Chatzeres. However, when it comes to Erev Tchumim, as we discussed, the purpose of Erev Tchumim is to be kind of shvisa, that where we put down the food, that's where it's considered I'm going to be for Shabbos. So each one of us who are being kind of shvisa have to have enough food for Shabbos. And in fact, I saw that the Meiri explains that that's why the Shir is Mazen Shtei Sudas, because we have to have enough for the nighttime meal and for the daytime meal. I asked the guy in Yaakov that on Shabbos we don't just eat two meals. On Shabbos we eat three meals. So if that's the reason we're putting down Mazen, that we're putting down food, shouldn't we have to put down the food for three meals? He says that indeed, of course, we know that the halacha is that on Shabbos we have to eat Shal Shudas. However, that is a halacha, but it's not really what a person needs to live. In those days, people only ate two meals a day. And therefore, the shir is Mazen Shtei Sudas, even though technically on Shabbos we eat Shtei Sudas. So now that we've determined that you have to put down Mazen Shtei Sudas, says the Gemara Mezoina L'Choyl, the amount of food that you eat for two meals on Shabbos, v'loy l'Shabbos, not the meal, the amount of meal that you eat on Shabbos. Divrei Remeya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda says, l'Shabbos v'loy l'chol, the amount of food that you eat on Shabbos and not during the week. And says the Gemara, v'zeh v'zeh, both Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda, miskavna l'hokol. They both are trying to accomplish a more lenient position, less food. The machlokes, however, is what is less food. Meir holds that on Shabbos people eat more. So because people eat more on Shabbos, so we therefore use the weekday shear, not the Shabbos shear. Because since Rashi Divrei Maskil Miskavnin explains, on Shabbos there's a lot of delicious food available. So people eat more on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, on the contrary, holds on Shabbos you eat less. For as we just explained a minute ago, on Shabbos there are three meals, and because a person knows that he's going to eat three meals on Shabbos, he deliberately eats less each meal so that he should have room to be able to eat Shal Shudas. Another pshat that I saw that's Rashi's pshat, the pshat that I just said. The Rabbeinu Yonason suggests a different pshat. Rabbeinu Yonason says that on Shabbos we eat less bread. The reason Rabbeinu Yonason says that we eat less bread on Shabbos, because in those days they ate bread when there wasn't anything else to eat. But if there's bread available, of course we're going to prefer to eat the other food and not bread, and therefore the amount of bread needed for Mazon Shtei Sudas on Shabbos, says Rabbi Yehuda, is less than during the week. There are other pshatim that the Rishonim suggest. Ramei used to eat more bread on Shabbos because Ramei would eat with every food bread. And Rabbi Yehuda ate less bread on Shabbos because he didn't eat every food that he ate with bread. The Rambam holds that on Shabbos, a person will eat more because there's so many different dips that they used to eat. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the primary food on Shabbos were wine and drinks, not these dips. So the Tiferes Yisrael says everybody eats on Shabbos more than he eats during the week. However, says the Tiferes Yisrael, the difference is a rich person or a poor person. A rich person who isn't concerned, on Shabbos they used to, the rich people ate more. The poor people indeed would get food from tzedakah from Shabbos, explains the Tiferes Yisrael, but because they relied on the Shabbos food to eat it not just on Shabbos, but they used to eat it during the week as well, so even though they had put away more food for Shabbos, but they didn't necessarily eat all that food that they had put away, that they had available for Shabbos, so they should have more food for during the week. And the Machlokes, the Remei Rabbi Yehuda, explains the Tiferes Yisrael is from whose perspective do we look? From the perspective of an Ani or from the perspective of an Asher? Rabbi Yochanan Breike Omer, now Rabbi Yochanan Breike tells us that how much bread is required for an Erev? Mekika bepunyan, bedal tzon besela. Rabbi Yochanan Breike said the quantity of bread needed for an Erev is a loaf, but a loaf could be different sizes. He says, a loaf which is purchased for a punjin, when 4 saw of grain are purchased for a seller. That means that the way the Pashup Shad is as follows. The seller equal 4 their dinner, the dinner equal 6 ma, and the ma equal 2 pinyin. So therefore, 1 saw, another relationship that we need to know, is a saw equals 6 kav, a kav is equal to 4 roiva, and a roiva is 6 beya. Now, if a punyan is 1/48 of a seller, for as we explained, a punyan, you have 2 punyan for every times 6 times 4 equal 48 punyanim. So a loaf purchased for a punyan, when 4 saw are a seller, 4 saw being 24 kav, has a volume of 0.5 kav. That's how we have to learn. In the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara somewhat different. Rabbi Shimon says the quantity of bread is shtei yodos lakika mishalosh lakav, is two parts, 2/3 of a loaf, when there are 3 to a kav. When you get the loaf, which is used to establish, is 1/3 of a kav, because 2/3 of the loaf contains the measure, enough for 2 meals. So the entire loaf, 1/3 kav, serves for 3 meals. So according to Rav Shimon, the quantity of bread necessary for 1 meal is 1/9 of a kav. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold, it's 1/4 of a kav. Continues the Gemara, Chetzi l'beis ha'menuga. So we just established the amount of bread you need for an Erev, Rabbi Yochanan Breike and Rav Shimon's opinion. It says the Gemara, half of what we just discussed is the amount regarding somebody goes into the house of that has tzaras in it. The Torah tells us that anybody goes into the house that has tzaras becomes tameh. But when it comes to the clothing that the person wears, there the Torah says, if you eat in the house, yichabes es legodov. So the Bryce explains that there are 2 rules. One rule is that the person himself, as soon as he enters that house that has tzaras, becomes tamei. However, the clothing that he's wearing is if you only stay there for a certain amount of time. What is the amount of time? Half the amount of time, we just established the shear of a lechem, of a loaf. The shaila is, eating half of that loaf, the amount of time it takes to eat that half a loaf, that's the amount of time that not only would you become tummy for entering that house, but even the clothing that you wear. The chetzi chetzia, and half the half of that, lifso as a gviya. Chazal made a gzera, that if a person who ate food that's tummy, the amount, half of this half, his body becomes puzzled, and he may not eat truma until he goes to the mikvah. And therefore, to establish how much tummy food did you have to eat to get that halacha, that is chetzi chetzia, half of the half of what is the shear by the Erev. Ask the Gemara, v'kama mazon shtei sudas. How much is indeed mazon shtei sudas? We had a machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, when do we eat more, but how much is it? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, tati rifka asraisa. Two breads that are eaten by poor people. V'adabar hava matati rifta nahar kafiaisa. The type of bread that was baked in the nahar kafiaisa, it was a place, that's the amount of bread that you make an Erev. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef b'rei d'rava, avuch, commands for your lay. He wanted to know whose opinion does your father agree with. Does he agree with Rabbi Meir, or does he agree with Rabbi Yehuda? Which is considered less food, the Shabbos meal or the weekday meal? So Rava's son responded, Kremeya Sfirlei, that my father holds like Kremeya. Says Rabbi Yosef, Anan Nami Kreb Sfirlei, I also agree with Kremeya. Dik Rabbi Yehuda, because if I'm going to follow the opinion of Yehuda that holds that a Shabbos meal is smaller than a weekday meal, but he said we would have a problem because we know the Amri Inchi people say Rav Chalab Simishchiach that people have more room on eat more on Shabbos because when you have delicious food that causes you to eat more. So certainly Shabbos meals are bigger, and saying that Shabbos meals are smaller is difficult to accept. So I saw a beautiful word. The pasuk says that when Yaakov came and took the brachas from Yitzchak, then Esav arrives and says, what about for me? And Yitzchak tells Esav, Bo achicha b'mirma. Your brother tricked you. But if we look in the Rashi, and we look in the Targum, Rashi says, Bo achicha b'chochma. Your brother was very smart. Where do we see that he was so smart? So the first one say a beautiful pshat. They explain, there's a fundamental question. We just learned, Ravcha l'simashchiach, there's always room for good food. So certainly Esav brought his father delicious food. So how could Yitzchak have said, I'm full already, I can't eat anymore. If Esav brought him delicious food, and our Gemara says there's always room for delicious food. So they explain that this episode of Yaakov, Esav, Yitzchak happened on the night of Pesach. And what Yaakov did was, he made sure that not only should he give Yitzchak to eat, but he made sure to give Yitzchak the afikoymen. And we know the halach is, that ein maftirin acha Pesach afikoymen. That after afikoymen, we may not eat. So what Yitzchak was saying to Esav, Bo achicha b'merma, and I say to quote the Targum, Bo achicha b'chokma. You know what chokma it was? It was the chokmas ha-Torah. The chokmas ha-Torah that Yaakov knew that after my father Yitzchak will eat the afikoymen, he will no longer be able to eat anything. If he will no longer be able to eat anything, even if Esav brings him the most delicious food, and there's always room, as the Gemara says, for delicious food, he wouldn't be able to eat it because it would be too late. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Kaimer. So we learned in the Mishnah, a machlokes, how much is it? How much bread do you need for an Erev? So Rabbi Yochanan Bar Kaimer said, the shear, and we learned that Rabbi Shimon said a different shear. Comments the Gemara, Tana, the Kroivim Devreim Liyashavim. Their opinions are very close to each other. Ask the Gemara, me dummy, how can we say that their opinions are very similar? To Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you use four meals to a kav. And Rabbi Shimon Teshe Sudus L'Kava. And as we explained, if we take that formula, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to end up with a half a kav. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to end up with just a ninth of a kav. A quarter of a kav is more than double of a ninth of a kav. So how could the Braisa say that the shurim are similar? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Tzeimen Shlush L'Chavani. You have to deduct a third of the pinyon for the grocer's profit. So it's not a punyon that we figure with, it's two-thirds of a punyon. So the size of a loaf that you buy from the bakery is diminished by a third. Says the Gemara, even if I'm going to diminish it by a third, there's still going to be a significant difference. V'kati l'mar tisha l'mar shis. The gap between Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon is going to be narrowed, but it's still, according to Shimon, there are 9 meals in a kav. Well, according to Shimon, there are 6 meals in a kav. It's still significantly different. Says the Gemara, Ela ki'idach Rav Chisda, damem tse mech tzal chavani, that the profit margin is not just a third, the profit margin is actually 50%. And if that's going to be, if you're buying a loaf for a punyan, so that it contains a half a punyan worth of grain, is a quarter of a kav. A meal, therefore, will be eighth of a kav, quarter of a kav divided by two. But says the Gemara, Vakati l'ma tesha, l'ma tamni. According to Yochanan Mabroika, will be an eighth of a kav, and according to Shimon, it'll be a ninth of a kav. Says the Gemara, that's exactly what the Braisa meant. Haina the Amar, that's exactly what the Braisa meant when it said, Kroivim Devreim Liyashavim, they're close. They're indeed not actually the same, but they're very close. But ask the Gemara, Kasha, Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda. But don't we have here a stira on Rav Chisda? How much profit the baker is entitled to? A half or a third? Answers more like Kasha. Hadaka Yah Baal Bayit Tzivi. If the person who's ordering the bread provides the wood, so then the profit is only a third. Hadaloyah Baal Bayit Tzivi. If the owner who's ordering the bread doesn't provide the wood, and the bakery has to provide it, then the shear is more, it's a half. So we learned further in the Mishnah, Chetzi l'bayis semenuga, as we explained, v'chetzi chetzi l'fsola segviya. Tana, v'chetzi chetzi chetzi, a half of a half of a half, another way of saying of an eighth, whether it's the loaf that was discussed by Rabbi Yochanan, or whether it was the loaf discussed by Rabbi Shimon, is the amount that you need to make other foods tamei with tumas eichlin. In other words, there's a din that food becomes tamei, but it has to have a shear. And there's a very big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, this shear that we're discussing is not just in order transmitting tuma, but it's also in receiving tuma. Tosfos learns that it always could become tamei. The discussion we're having here is its ability to transmit tuma. So that, the Gemara is saying, an eighth of the loaf that we're discussing in our shear, that's the shear of tumas eichlin. Ask the Gemara, so why Tana didon, my tamal tana tumas eichlin? Why didn't our Tana not mention that shear? Answers the Gemara, Mishum d'lo shavu l'shear al adadi, because the smaller the tumas eichlin shear is not exactly half. In other words, what the Gemara is answering is that the Mishnah wanted to speak in halves, but this is not something that is not exactly half. And since it's not exactly half, it doesn't fit into the style or what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. The Tanya and the Gemara says, "How do we learned in the Braisa? Kam shear chatzi pras. What is the shear of a chatzi pras, which is the amount that if a person ate that much, his body becomes tamei, that he may not eat truma until he goes to the mikvah?" Says the Gemara, "Beis beim chosukimah, a little less than two beim." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, "Beis beim shochikas, the shear of two large eggs." There are different. We spoke earlier in the Masechta. Sometimes when Chazal speak about a shear, they speak about shochikas, a larger shear, and sometimes they speak about a smaller shear. So he says they're larger. Shear Rebbe Bay Bayin Va'oid, and Rebbe measured how much is Bay's Bayin Va'oid, Kama Va'oid, Echer V'esrim V'arba, 1/20th of an egg. So the full quantity of a half a pras would be 2.1 Bayin. Vila Gabbat Tumas Aichum Tanya, so he has a little less than 2 Bayin, and he has a little more. But says the Gemara, when we learn the halachas Tumas Aichlim, Reb Nosson Reb Doisa Amru, Kabeish Amru, that the shear of Tumas Aichlim is the shear of a Kabeya, Kamaya, when we look at the Beya, Ukiklipasai, when it has its shell on it. V'cham Amrim Kamaya B'loi Kiplasai, we look at it without the shell around it. According to the Gra, it's about 3/4 of a Beya. So we look at the shear for Tumas Eichlim compared to the half pras, we see that the various shurim are not exactly half of each other. And since our Mishnah only wants to speak about shurim which are exactly half of each other, that's why it didn't come into our Mishnah that shear. Says the Gemara, Amar Afram Rabba Papa, Amar Avchizda Zudi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. The shear that we spoke about, a half a pras, represents the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, as we just learned. Avacham Amrim, the Chum say the half pras is actually larger. The shear is kebeyu or machzah shaychakais. Pras is a bay and a half with a bigger egg. Machachamim, whose opinion is that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika in our Mishnah had a larger shear. So if you figure the amount that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika has for a pras, a chatzi pras will be a bay and a half. Says the Gemara Peshitta, what we just learned is obvious, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the shear of a loaf is 1/4 of a kav, which is shisha bayim. So the pras, which is a half, is going to be 3 bayim, and half of that is going to be a bay and a half. So what's the Gemara saying that isn't obvious? Answers the Gemara, Shach Kaisos L'Shminin. There's no bichidish other than to teach us that when we measure the bayim, we use the bigger bayim, as we just explained, not the smaller bayim. Kasser of Dimi Amar, Shiga Kunyas Lebei Reb Mudja. Kunyas once sent to Rebbe, Mudja the Kundas the Min Neusa, a saw measure of Neusa. Neusa is a type of food, Vashir Rebbe, and Rebbe measured that he had Marsim Vesheva Esrim Bayim, that he had 217 Bayim in this shear. Says the Gemara, how do we end up with such a large saw? Ha saw the hecha. Which type of saw did it belong to? Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that over the years, they changed the size of the different shiurim. And the Gemara says, how much was saying over here that he sent a saw of Nusa, and was saying that the saw equaled 217 bayim. And the Gemara wants to see, how can we get to that kind of a calculation that one saw equaled 270 bayim? So the Gemara says, a saw we know is made up of 6 kav. A kav is made up of 4 log, and a log has in it 6 bayim. So that means a regular saw has 144 bayim. That's the simple saw. So it should be 144. How do we get to 217? Idem Midbaris Kuf Mem Dalet Hava, given the amount that we just mentioned, 6 times 4 times 6. E, the Yerushalmis, if we're going to talk about the next time, so as we're going to learn, the Yerushalmi saw was larger than the Midbari saw. Midbari saw is the original saw by a fifth. The ratio that I spoke about always stays the same. Everything was the 6-4-6 ratio remains the same, but everything was increased by a fifth. So what is a fifth 144? A fifth of 144 is 28 and 4/5. So if you take that amount and add that to the 144 that we just made up, we're going to have 172. So again, doesn't make up. The truth is we have 172 and 4/5, but the Gemara rounds it off to 173. V the Tzipiris, and if we're going to speak about the Tzipiris, Rei Zayin Hava, it's going to be 207. Because as the Gemara says, that the next time in Tzipiri, they added a fifth. So if we said that the Yerushalayim de Gesor had 173 Beyim, if you take a fifth of 170 equals 34, you add 34 to 173, you're going to have 207. So it's still off from the 217. Answers the Gemara Lion Tzipiris. We're speaking about the Tzipiris saw. However, I see Chala, but we still have this discrepancy of 207 to 217. I see Chala, we have to take the amount that we take off for Chala from every dough, and Shadi Elayu and put it on top of what we just did. So ask the Gemara, let's do the math. Kama Chalsa Havin. How much Chala do you have in this amount? So as we learned the other day, the amount that a private person has to take off and designate as Chala is 1/24. As we learned, a baker, a professional baker, takes off half of that, a 1/48. So the amount of Chala in terms of Bayim that you take off from the 207 Bayim in the Tzipirim saw is going to be 8. So that's going to still be short. It's going to be 215. We said 217. So we take 8 and we add it to 2. We add it, we're still too short. Akati Basalhu, we're looking for 217 and we only got 215. Answers the Gemara, El Aisi. What we need to do is, Aisi V'oy the Rebbe. We learned earlier in the Shir, Rebbe said that we have to use bigger Bayim, and we take that amount and we add it. That's how we're going to get to more. But ask the Gemara, if that's what we're going to do, the amount will be actually more than 217. Why? It'll be a little more than 217. So now 217, because we have to add 1/20. If we're going to add 1/20, it's not going to work. Says the Gemara, Kivin Dola Have a Kabeya, since it's not exactly a Beya more, so it's not counted Loi Chashiv Lai. Tana Rabbanan, says we just discussed, during the different periods of Klal Yisrael, they took these different Shiurim and they reevaluated them. And the Gemara says, Saw Yerushalmi, Yisera Midbarius, they made it larger by a sixth. But when the Gemara, Rashi makes a point that when the Gemara says it's a sixth, that's called Milbar. We would actually call it a fifth. And we need to explain this. When we speak about Milgav, that's the amount how we normally look at a fraction. We take a number, so we're going to take a fifth, it'll be 20%. So we start with 100, a fifth would be 20. Milbar means the outside. That means we take the fraction as a part of the new sum. So if you add 1/5 to 1, so the result is 1 and 1/5. The 1/5 is really, if you want to measure it as a 1/5, it's really 1/6 of the new sum. So if you take 1/5 from the original, it'll be 1/6 from the new number. And then they did this, says the Gemara again, v'shatzipayris yisayral yishalmis, they did this again, where they added from the tzipayri to the yishalmi also shtos. Nimtzis, so we take these 2/6 that were done over the years, nimtzis shatzipayris yisayral midbarius, the tzipayri measurements are larger than the original Midbarius measurements by Shlish. Says the Gemara, Shlish the man. The Gemara goes slow. What do we mean a Shlish? Elaim Shlish the Midbarius. That means the difference between the two saw measured is a third of the Midbarius. Michti Shlish the Midbarius Kamahava. We said, how much is a third of the saw Midbarius? 48 Bayim. Because as we said, the saw of the Midbar had 144 Bayim in it, and therefore a third of that is 48. Vil Utfa, but the Tzipirin Bayim over the Midbar Bayim is actually 63. So the Gemara's question is, how do you get to saying it's a third? Ella, says the Gemara, Shlish to Yishamas. So again, the Gemara doesn't say. Shlish to Dog Kama Haven. What's a third of the Yerushalayim de Gesar? 58, Nochi Tlosa. 56 and 2/3. Because as we said before, the Yerushalmi saw has 173 Bayim. As we said, really, it's a rounded off number. It's really 172 and 4/5. And a third of that is 58. Vila Utfa, the Tzipirin saw over the Midbarius is Shittim Vitalis. So again, doesn't work. So we can't base it on the Yerushalmi saw. El of the Tzipirin. We have to say the two measures, the two is a third of the Tzipirin saw. Ask the Gemara, how much is a third of the Tzipirin saw? Shlish the dog kama hava. What's a third of the Tzipirin saw? Shivin nachin chada. In other words, the Gemara's question is that it's 63, and here it's 69. The third of the Tzipirin saw. The Tzipirin saw has 207 bayim. A third of that is 69, and we're saying the number is 63. Elam Rabbi Yemi Yehachikama. Nimtzer saw shel Tzipir Yisrael Midbaris karv l'shlish shloi. It's similar. The numbers are not exact. This is 63 and this is 69. For shlish shlomo, and a third of this number is half of the saw Midbaris. Why? Because a third of the Tzipirin saw is 69, and a half of the Midbarius, we said the Midbarius has 144 Bayim, half of that is 72. Ask the Gemara, Midi Maskla Ravini, Midi Karv Ktani, but that's not the number that we spoke about. We said that they're equal, and now we're saying that they're close. Says the Gemara, Elam Ravina, says Ravina, the way we need to understand the Braisa is Hachikama. Nimtzis, Shlish Shal Tzipiri, Bevaoidiyos, Rabbi Yehuda, Amechzesh Amidbari, Shlish Shabayim. Let's read this slow. A third of the Tzipirin saw, when we add to it the extra amount of Bayim that we always add to the standard saw of Rebbe, because Rebbe, as we learned a moment ago, he always takes 217 Bayim. That's what the Gemara said. If we take of that a third would be 72 and a third. Since the Midbarius is 144, half is 72. So 72 and a third, because we made the Bayim bigger, as we keep on repeating. So 72 and a third and 72 are very similar. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, the Torah Gdoisha tells us, Reishis Risei Seichem, Chala Turimu Turumel Hashem. The Torah Gdoisha teaches us that we have to take off Chala from our dough. Kedei Asisei Seichem, the Torah says, Asisei Seichem, your dough, to teach us, it has to be that amount. Says the Gemara, but what is that amount of your dough? The Kama Isa Seichem, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, today Isa Samidbar, where in the Midbar we know we got mon, and the dough that was made from in the Midbar is the amount of dough which we have to use for the challah. Ask the Gemara, so the Kama Isis HaMidbar, how large was that? How large was the dough in the Midbar that we should be able to make this calculation? Answers the Gemara, the Ksiv, the Torah says, the Omer, everybody got a shear of an Omer, a Siris Eifa. That amount was a tenth of an Eifa. Now, the Eifa is equal to 3 saw. So the Omer, which is a tenth of that, was 3/10 of a saw. And just to do the calculation, a saw has 6 kav. A kav has in it 4 roiva kav, 4 quarters. Every one has 4 quarters in it. And a roiva has 6 beya. So 3 saw is 18 kav, 72 roiva, and 432 beya. A tenth of this, which is the size of the dough that they received in the Midbar every day for their mon, is a tenth. A tenth is 403 1/5 beya, or 7 1/5 roiva. Mikan Aimer, and that's where the number, the Chazal always say, Zev Zayin Revoim Kemach V'Oid, if you make a dough out of 7 Revoim and a little more, they just said a fifth, if you have that much dough, flour to make dough, it's Chayevis Bechala. Shein Vav Shur Yishalmas, and now the Gemara says that we added 1/5 in Yerushalayim, so 1 Yerushalmi is 1 1/5 Midbar, and then we take that number, Shein Heishal Tzipayri, which are 5 at Tzipayri, and that's how we got the number. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal said that this is the amount of dough used to make a challah. Hamoichel Kamid Azu, somebody eats this amount, that was the amount that they got in the Midbar. Hareza Bari Mavoyrach, that individual will be a healthy person. Yes, okay, and if you eat more than that, Makolkel, Rafson, you're considered a person that's eating too much. This is the shear that the Torah gave us, and you shouldn't eat more than that. Pachs Mikan, and if you ate less than that, Makolkel B'meyav, you probably have a stomach issue, because why are you eating less than that amount? So I saw that the Ksav Sofer makes a very interesting observation in explaining the whole parsha of the amount of food that they collected of mon. He says, even though everybody brought home this amount of a seiris ha'efa, he says, when the people went out to collect, everybody collected as much food as they thought that they needed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a neis that v'yoydu ba'omer, they collected more or less, but when they came home, he says, the Pasuk says, Ish lefi achloi laktu. So says the Ksav Sofer, everybody collected ish lefi achloi, as much as they thought they need to eat. But when they came home, they all found that they had exactly in a serious eifa. Teaches us the Mishnah. We had discussed in the previous perek extensively, when you have neighbors living together, under what circumstances can they make an Erev together? Are they considered connected, or are they not considered connected? So says the Mishnah, Anshei Chotzev Anshei Merpeses. If you have people that are living on the lower floor of a home and the upper floor of, and the upper floor of a home, Anshei Chotzev Anshei Merpeses. You have the people on the lower floor and the upper floor, Sheshachu V'lo Yirvu, that they didn't make an Erev between them. And there's something that separates them. Kol Gvaya Sarat Fachim. So now, there are different objects in this Chatzar. And the question is, since these two Chatzeris are not connected, so the halacha will be, as we're going to learn extensively in today's shir and in tomorrow's shir, that we have to determine who the lower floor or the upper floor, who has easier access to this different object. And whoever has different, easier access will be the one that could use this object. So again, Anshi Chotzov Anshi Mepeses, Sheshachu V'loi Ervu, so Kol Sheshachu Yud Tfachim, any object that's 10 Tfachim, if you have a platform that's 10 Tfachim high near the porch, so then only the people on the second story can use it. Pach Mikan L'Chotzer. But if it's lower than 10 tefachim, it belongs to the chatzer. But it has to be, as we're going to see, it has to be within 4 tefachim of the porch. But the Ritva makes an important point. He says, what we're discussing in our Gemara is only if it has this object in the chatzer is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. But if the platform that we're speaking about is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So as we've discussed many times, such a platform would have the halachic status of a makom ptur. And a makom ptur, as we've discussed many times in Masechet Shabbos and in Masechet Erevin, we could be lenient with a makom ptur. And the Tshuvas Binyan Shalom, based on this Ritva, says a very interesting halacha. The question is, if you have a backyard that be able to carry from that backyard, you would need to your home, you would need to make an Eruv Chatzeiros. And somebody did make an Eruv Chatzeiros, but he has clothes on a clothesline in that chatzer. Since he says that the clothesline is obviously not a makom dalad al dalad, and we just learned that if the area is not a makom dalad al dalad, you could carry into your home. So he says, if you have a clothesline in your backyard that you didn't make an Erev, and it's a multifamily home, that in order to be able to carry from the backyard, you would need to make an Erev, and they didn't, you could still be able to bring those clothes into the house. That doesn't take into consideration, however, point out the Paiskim, if the clothes were wet, Bein HaShmashes. Because if the clothes were wet, Bein HaShmashes, then those clothes would be Muksa, and that would be a different, that would be a totally different consideration that we're discussing in our discussion, in our Mishnah. Choyes above Asala, continues the Mishnah, if you have a pit and you took out sand around it, Shen Gevayin Asarim Tfachim, so if you have such a pit in this area, then the halacha is, if they're 10 Tfachim tall, Lemepesas. The halacha is that it belongs to the Mepesas. Pachs Mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim tall, harein l'chatzer. L'chatzer goes to the chatzer. B'med v'amurim, as we just said, b'smucha, if it's close to the porch, avol b'mufleges, if it's not close to the porch, afilu g'vay asar tefachim, even though it's 10 tefachim tall, and therefore, as we just said, if it's 10 tefachim tall, it should be belong to the porch, but since it's distance, then it belongs to the chatzer. When is it considered smucha? When it's within arba tefachim. But if it's less than, but if it's with further than arba tefachim, then we can't give it this leniency. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara is going to be discussing where you have these different chatzeres and you have these different objects, and we need to know to which chatzer does the object belong. So sometimes it's obviously more accessible and easier to use by one. Sometimes it's not accessible because of the height. And sometimes it's not accessible because of the depth of where this object is. So says the Gemara, Pshita. Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Pesach. They both are easily accessible. They're both like a Pesach, says the Gemara. That will fall into the category that we learned earlier on Daf Ein Vav Amen Aleph, that if there's a wall between two chatzeres that has a window, then the halacha is that these that has the window with the proper dimensions, these two chatzeres could connect each other or they could remain separate or the same, similar. Elzeb is Rika. They both aren't that easy to work with. You have to be able to get to them, you have to throw because it's high. So again, since they're equal, again, I'll have the same halacha. Hainu, that's what we're going to learn. Also, that's what we also learned about Kaisa Shebein Chatzeres. L'zabishol shol, l'zabishol shol. If the way to get to both of these places is only by lowering down. So again, it's the same. That's going to be the same as what we learned on Daf Ayin Zayin. Chayin Charit Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, with all the halachas. But now, the Gemara goes into new scenarios. L'zabe Pesach, l'zabe Zrika. One, it's easily acceptable, and the other one you have to throw. Hayin Adirav Babar, Huna Amrav Nachman. That's the case that we spoke about on Daf Ayin Zayin, where we spoke about you have two chatzeris that are not level ground, and to one, therefore, the wall is higher, and to one, the low wall is lower. So we learned to the one that the wall is lower, we give that wall. L'zeb pesach l'zeb shilshul. To one, you have it easily accessible, and one, you have to go down. Hanad Rav Shizbi Amar Rav Nachman. Again, he spoke about a case where one chatzur is lower and one chatzur is higher. But now, the Gemara brings up a new scenario which has not been discussed previously. L'zeb shilshul, l'zeb zrika. One can access it by lowering, and one can access it only by throwing it. My, who is considered the more accessible? Amar Rav Nachman, Shnei Masurim, they're considered equal. Shmuel Amar, Noisn L'zeb shilshul. We consider the one that's lower is the one that has easier access. Why? Because l'zeh tashmish b'nachas, we consider it easy access. L'zeh tashmish b'kasha, the one that has to throw, it's considered a harder access. And we know the halacha is that kol dovish tashmish l'zeh b'nachas, l'zeh b'kasha, noisnes l'zeh tashmish b'nachas, we access it to the one that has easier access. And the way I saw that the Rishonim, Rav Kivegra actually explains this Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, says Rav Kivegra, are not arguing in a Metzius. Rather, Rav holds that if you have two places, that neither of them has easy access. We don't begin measuring which is easier and which is harder. Neither is easy. And since neither is easy, that's why they're considered equal. Shmuel, on the other hand, says Rabbi Kivager, says that we don't just look the differences. If one is easier and one is harder, even though they're both not easy, needs to be taken into consideration to make a halachic determination.